Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today in the booth I have Maureen Quigg, and she's going to be talking about the Daffodil campaign. So welcome, Maureen.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen. It's we've had some signs of spring so far with the odd warm day, but the daffodils are definitely a real sign that spring is on its way.
It certainly is. I always look forward to that. And when I see those daffodils on my desk, I know spring is here, and it's such a good cause too.
Well, it definitely is a good cause. You know, not so long ago, a diagnosis of cancer was nearly always a death sentence. Thankfully, that has changed. And one of the main reasons it's changed is the work that has been done by the Canadian Cancer Society. The research that they fund now is on the edge of major breakthroughs. And already we see so many people living much longer once they have a diagnosis of cancer. And now with the research that's being done, in the future there will be more and more people. This year, there's an estimated 202,000 Canadians who will receive a diagnosis of cancer.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot. Mm-hmm. And also, very sad to say, there will be 78,800 approximately Canadians who will die from cancer, and that's men, women, and children.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the money that is raised by the Daffodil campaign, which is one of the major fundraisers for the Canadian Cancer Society, it's used for research, which, as I say, is the big weapon in the battle against cancers. It's research into causes, into prevention, into diagnosis, into treatment. So there is a significant amount of money that goes towards research. Money also goes towards education and also support for people who have cancer or their support network, whether it's friends or family.
Okay, those are three major things, because without the research, there isn't really any hope. So the research is so important, and it's advancing at a phenomenal rate, too.
Quite remarkable rate. Mm-hmm. Now, when we look, you know, 25 years ago, somebody who had a diagnosis of breast cancer, you know, would hope to have a life expectancy of maybe 5 years. And now it's like between 80 and 90% of women have a much longer life expectancy than
that's
that.
That's amazing.
It is remarkable, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And education is so important too.
Education is particularly important in the field of prevention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the priorities of the work done in Quebec by the Cancer Society is related, some of it, to prevention in the field of tobacco or use of tobacco, mm-hmm. tobacco products, mm-hmm. in colorectal cancer screening, in palliative care, and again, as I mentioned earlier, support for caregivers.
Exactly. Support is so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, because the caregivers are dealing with a lot of very difficult emotional issues when they're taking care of somebody who does have cancer.
Certainly.
And in order to enable them to be provide the best support possible, mm-hmm. we need to support them too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting, why the daffodil? Sometimes people ask. Mm-hmm. Apparently the daffodil symbolizes strength and courage. And so we look at it as symbolizing strength and courage in the fight against cancer. And the funds used from this one, this sale of these daffodils, has been going on for, I think, almost 50 years now. It's been a long
years.
Time. Yeah,
wow.
It's been a long time since we started here in Quebec. Mm-hmm. And people sort of recognize the link between the daffodils and the Cancer
Society.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Good.
In Lennoxville here, it might be interesting to note, Maureen, we have a very unique approach of how the Daffodil campaign is held. Mm-hmm. In most communities, people who are volunteers will set up a booth or a table in a shopping mall, in a grocery store, in a bank, or some place mm-hmm. where a lot of people are passing through. In the Lennoxville and the other, Cookshire, Birchton, Barrie, Hatley, North Hatley, Milby, Ayerscliff, what we do is we have people living in these areas who canvass their neighbors.
Okay.
So they will go mm-hmm. and take orders, and they then will deliver them on the day that at the end of the month. And this way, we have found that by using this direct approach, we are able to sell an awful lot of daffodils.
Exactly. I can understand that, the direct approach.
Well, and particularly, you know, it's your neighbor. Mm-hmm. Your neighbor comes over. It's not like somebody you don't know. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes when we see, you know, with a booth or a kiosk, sometimes maybe we will stop, sometimes we won't. But when someone approaches you, I think there's a pretty good chance that you're going to buy some of the daffodils.
Exactly, and I think it makes people think too. Whereas maybe they've just done their groceries, they see a booth at in the grocery store, they get home and they think, well, maybe I should have bought some daffodils. But with the direct approach, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it certainly has been working for us because because of increasing amounts of daffodils we've been able to sell over the years, and also because of the number of volunteers that we have, between canvassers and people who do deliveries, people who do telephoning, various other activities that are involved. We have an organizing committee of about 10 people, but we have close to 100 volunteers who do many other jobs because there are so many of the small communities around Lenoxville that we do canvas.
The volunteers are awesome and integral parts.
Oh, we couldn't get by without them, you know. Mm-hmm. And also some of the local businesses that support us, people like CJMQ, people like The Record, who gives publicity to. These are all, it's all different people in the community who contribute to the success.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that the deadline for ordering daffodils is the 21st of March.
Okay.
And the delivery date in some areas will be the 29th of March and in others on the 30th.
Okay.
If somebody has not been canvassed and would like to get some daffodils, they can pick them up at the Lenoxville United Church Hall. That's on the corner of Queen Street and Church, opposite the town hall in Lenoxville, on March the 30th.
Okay.
Between 9 and noon and 4 to 6 in the afternoon. So we will have somebody there with daffodils available for sale if you haven't been contacted. Or perhaps you didn't think you were going to be here and maybe didn't want them and then you find out you are. And
okay.
So for whatever reason, you're not getting them from a canvasser, you can drop in on that day, on the 30th of March. At the Lenoxville United Church or Hall.
Okay,
and
that's
good
to know.
And we'd be very happy to sell you all you want.
Okay, and we should mention the price too?
Yes, the price is $10 for a bouquet of 10 flowers, which has been the same for a number of years now, so there's
that's
no
amazing.
Inflation there. And we're hoping this year that we will enjoy the same success as we have for the last few years, and we're very optimistic that we will.
Good. That's wonderful to know that it keeps going and it growing, and it's such a wonderful campaign.
I must mention something that might be interesting. Sometimes people wonder, well, who are the volunteers? We have some people who are students.
Okay.
We had one young woman who started when she was in high school, and she did through Champlain, and she's presently at Bishop's, and she's, I think, 6 years she canvassed and
that's
delivered
amazing.
For us. We have people who work, people who are retired, just a real cross-section of the population.
Okay.
So it's interesting to know. I think it's encouraging to see that young people get involved, too.
It is. Are you looking for any more volunteers? Are you okay in that
I think for the moment we're all right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But if anybody is interested in volunteering, certainly they could contact us on that Thursday when there'll be representatives from the committee at the church hall, and we would take their name, phone number, etc., contact information for next year.
Okay, that's good to know too. Are there a percentage of people who volunteer that have had cancer in their lives too?
A significant number. I know certainly on our organizing committee there are more than half.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And everybody is touched by cancer.
Exactly.
Whether you've had it yourself, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend or a neighbor, there isn't anyone who isn't touched in some way. So it's when we talk about people who've had cancer, but people who have also, in one way or another, as I said, had to deal with the issue. So a lot of our members, or canvassers rather, have indeed been touched by cancer.
Okay, so it must be very rewarding for them to see the outcome of the campaign and it growing and continuing to?
I think so. And I think also it's a way for them to feel mm-hmm. that they're doing something in the fight against this disease.
Exactly.
They're contributing in some way. They're contributing with their time and their energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps people too, especially if they've had direct contact and so on.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anybody out there who hasn't had even a family member mm-hmm. with cancer.
I agree with you. I think, and this is why I think probably why we are so successful, because people want to contribute to the cancer mm-hmm. society so that they continue to make progress in the treatment of cancer.
Good. And it's such a worthwhile campaign.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just once again, I would just like to say again how much we appreciate all the effort put in by our volunteers, because without them, I don't know what we'd do. I think
exactly.
we would be lost. So mm-hmm. we're very grateful to all the people who help out in this campaign. And we are also very grateful to all the wonderful people who buy these beautiful flowers.
And they are beautiful, too.
Oh, they are the definite ray of sunshine that we need this spring.
Exactly. A ray of sunshine, not only for the spring, but in the fight against cancer, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
And Maureen Quigg wanted me to add that if you buy more than one bouquet of flowers, and if you want to save a bouquet or two, you can put the ones you don't want to use right away, put them in a brown paper bag and put them in your crisper, and they will last for 5 to 6 days without opening. And when the bouquet you have out on your desk or table, whatever, is gone by, then you can have a new bouquet. So definitely a wonderful campaign. So if you can, get out and buy some daffodils and welcome spring.